Welcome to Talks from the Bible. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Hebrews 13:15-16. Through Jesus Christ we are to praise God. God is to be praised continually, without interruption. The situations of our life change with both good and bad. We may be moved to praise the good and complain over the bad. We may thank God for all the good and yet blame him for all the bad. Our lips are not to curse God, but rather we are to praise him, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of him. Philippians 1:11. God is worthy of our thanksgiving due to all of the blessings that he has given to us through Jesus Christ. God is the source of all blessings, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Acts 17:25. Praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you. Joel 2:26. From our lips are to pour forth the praises and adoration of God. The fruit of our lips involves songs of praise, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians 3:16. The fruit of our lips are words of gratitude and thanks, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20. The fruit of our lips means that we share Christ and his goodness with others. We speak of God and his grace. When Jesus healed the leper, he charged him, "See thou say nothing to any man." But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter. Mark 1:44-45. The leper had to speak of the marvelous blessing that he had received from Christ. But God is also to be praised with the sacrifice of service. We must not forget to do good and to communicate. The word communicate means to share. God is pleased with our doing good and bestowing kindness upon others. As ye therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Galatians 6:10. James spoke of pure religion as that of visiting the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. Those who are transformed from the world are to distribute to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Romans 12:13. God is praised by good deeds that are done to others who find themselves in difficult circumstances. In doing good and being rich in good works, we lay up in store for ourselves a great foundation against the time to come, that we may lay hold upon eternal life. 1 Timothy 6:18-19. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.